fine. But still, it was a very weary vigil. Of course, it has the sort of excitement about it that the sportsman feels when he lies beside the watercourse and waits for the big game. It was very long, though, almost as long, Watson, as when you and I waited in that deadly room when we looked into the little problem of the speckled band. There was a church clock down at Woking which struck the quarters, and I thought more than once that it had stopped. At last, however, about 2 in the morning, I suddenly heard the gentle sound of a bolt being pushed back and the creaking of a key. A moment later, the servant's door was opened and Mr. Joseph Harrison stepped out into the moonlight.
"Joseph!" ejaculated Phelps.
He was bareheaded, but he had a black cloak thrown over his shoulder so that he could conceal his face in an instant if there were any alarm. He walked on tiptoe under the shadow of the wall, and when he reached the window, he worked a long-bladed knife through the sash and pushed back the catch. Then he flung open the window, and putting his knife through the crack in the shutters, he thrust the bar up and swung them open. From where I... It is never a very frequented one at any time, I fancy, and then I clambered over the fence into the grounds.
"Surely the gate was open," ejaculated Phelps.
"Yes, but I..."